LeVar Burton, who plays Kendrick on The Jensen Project, joining us right now. Hello there.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, the family movie airing tonight on NBC. Now, I read what it's all about. Is the dangerous technology oil?
No. That would have been like making the China Syndrome right around Three Mile Island, right?
Right. And that would more be a reality show than an actual family movie, so...
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about the movie then. What exactly is happening? The family... Well, you tell me.
Well, the Jensen Project, as referred to in the title, is a think tank of super geniuses. And they've got unlimited funding. And what they do with the project is they apply themselves to solving the problems that the world faces. And they come up with solutions to these issues. And then they leak those solutions into the world altruistically, taking no credit for themselves.
Then it almost sounds like it would be a good like television drama, like a regular series, but this is a movie, though.
It's a movie and a backdoor pilot, which means that if enough people watch NBC, we'll put it on its mid-season schedule.
Okay. So now, your character, Kendrick, fits into the mix how?
He's one of these super geniuses. He's a doctor of acoustical and photonic engineering. He's a master of sound and light. But as he's also spent 10 years in the NSA, he's the de facto chief of security. He's spent a lot of time doing black ops for the United States government. So he's the chief of security for the project. So in this, I get to play a badass with a brain.
I was going to say a genius. Gee, the casting was tough on that one, hey?
I am not a genius, but I do play one on TV.
So over the course of the 2 hours, I mean, we start out, like, what can we expect over the 2 hours? Like, how many different things do they take on? Like, what do we see from beginning to end?
In this two-hour movie, there's one piece of technology, this nanobot technology, a super ultra-microscopic technology that has been stolen, and we've got to get it back before the man who stole it sells it on the open market and chaos would ensue. It would be very, very bad for humanity.
Aren't TV movies great? You can fix the world in 2 hours.
Yeah, but like we're our day 70-something. I guess this morning, finally, there's no oil flowing into the Gulf this morning.
It stopped for now, but by the time we go to air in about 7 minutes, who knows what'll change.
Okay.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed, though. We will. So now let's talk very quickly then about your incredible career. I didn't realize 25 years on Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And see, the thing is, everybody that I grew up with knows that song. I mean, come on, how do you not?
Right.
And so what was that like?
You gotta sing a little of the song for me.
We can do a duet.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book.
Reading Rainbow.
Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Beautifully.
All right. See, and if this,
nice,
thank you. We're gonna hit the karaoke bars tonight, and we'll totally wow the crowds.
But maybe not.
No, I didn't think so. 25 years though on the show. So what did you really think that it would have that long of a time on it? Like it was just incredible.
No, it was originally created as a summer show. It was created because kids when they get out of school for their summer vacation, their reading and comprehension skills suffer. So the idea was to let's go to where the kids are hanging out in front of the television set and steer them back towards literature and the written word.
And I think it's funny, though, because, you know, being essentially an icon for, like, my generation, I know that it's sort of like the original cast of Sesame Street. We'll never forget those people. We're always going to remember them, right? And that's, I think, how people view Reading Rainbow. And again, I'm going to be 28 this summer, so that was exactly my generation. So we all know LeVar Burton from there.
For me, it's like I became a kind of a Fred Rogers for another generation of kids.
Yeah, and I mean, that's got to be a great feeling knowing that you helped and you taught so many. I mean, that's crazy.
No, my mother was an English teacher. You either read a book in her house or you got hit in the head with one.
And then Star Trek, I guess, is also how a lot of others know you. How can you sum up your career? Can you sum it up in one word or no?
Awesome.
Yeah. So we've got Patricia Richardson coming up in a few minutes. Was there anything during the shooting that maybe we could ask her about to just kind of zing her or...
No, I love Pat. You know, I'm a huge, huge Home Improvement fan, huge Tim Allen fan, and Pat and I have friends in common. She's from Texas. We have a lot of friends in common. My best friend Brent Spiner, who played Data on Star Trek, went to school with Pat. So we had never really hung out together until we shot this movie in Montreal. So I have nothing but love for Pat. You tell her I said hi.
I will do that. So is there something that I could ask her that she would know came from you?
Tell her that I laugh every day when I read Henry's tweets.
Okay. Okay.
And Henry, so you know, is her son.
Okay.
And I follow him on Twitter.
Okay, I'm writing that down. So, LeVar Burton from The Jensen Project. It's tonight, 8 o'clock, NBC. We'll be sure to check it out.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Take care now.